1-800-259-9149.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, November 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the website yourdefendingfathers.com. Joining us on the line right now is Tom Skolcote. He is the Rock River Township Clerk up in Alger County in our listing area there in the just west of Mackinac County, Chippewa County there in Alger County. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
You made news this past week. Explain to the folks what has happened here in the short 5 minutes. Let's talk about who you are, what did you allegedly do, and what was the response from Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader? Tell the folks what's happening in your world.
Sure. Well, I was appointed to the position of Township Clerk at the end of May. We had a number of board members resign, and I ended up being appointed to the clerk position. As soon as I got into the clerk position, I was talking to other board members about the idea of doing a hand count of ballots when the election came about. And I was in the process of learning all about how to be the clerk, how to run the elections, and all of the various requirements that a clerk is supposed to fulfill. We got a memorandum from the director of the Bureau of Elections, and it basically told us hand counts are illegal. And so we ended up sending them an affidavit saying that I had received instructions from the people of the township that they wanted a public counting of marks and a final tally of votes. And they ignored that affidavit that we sent them. Everything was going to my plan when I was not able to do a hand count for the primary election because I didn't have enough election inspectors, and I had not been in office long enough to prepare for that very well.
Sure.
And so when this next election came around, the one that's happening tomorrow, I made better plans for having enough election inspectors where we would actually do a hand count of the ballots. The election inspector chairperson that I had used at the primary election was going to be the same person at the general election. And when I mentioned to her that we were planning on doing a hand count, she disagreed with that idea. She did not want to do it, and she said she was going to contact the Bureau of Elections, which she did.
Now, point of clarification, Tom, point of clarification, back up just a hair. you being appointed to being the clerk, hearing from your constituents, you were going to actually do a tally count of not just the ballots themselves, but you were also going to count and tally the actual votes. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, yes. I was going to follow every law that is on the books. We were going to use the tabulators, but when an election is closed, the ballots that are in the tabulator bins are taken out. You have to go through those ballots to determine if there were any write-in candidates. And at that time, when everybody was already touching the ballots, I was going to conduct a hand count of the ballots before they got sealed into the ballot boxes.
And again, real quick, before we go to break, point of clarification, when you say count the ballots, you're actually talking about not only the number of ballots, but the actual votes on those ballots.
The actual votes, yes.
Very good, very good.
Counting of marks.
Yep, because it is in the election inspector's manual that they talk about, I believe four or five references are made talking about tally sheets. Well, what else would you use a tally sheet for other than actually counting the votes, counting the ballots, and getting the information to make sure they match the tabulator tapes? That's all you were looking to do.
That's correct. Just verify.
Verify. Got it. We're going to hold you over through the break. Tom Skolkol, he's made news here in Michigan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Don't think
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Tom. He is the Rock River Township Clerk there in Elger County. Nikki Coons, one of our longtime loyal friends, listeners to the show, Tom, sent me the clip of the news story that was covered up there, I believe, on local TV news in your area, talking about this process. Explain to the people, what correspondence were you served? What were you mailed? What were you given from Jonathan Brader, the director of our elections here under Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson?
Jonathan Brader, after we sent an affidavit to him telling him that I had been instructed by the people to publicly count the marks of the ballots, sent, what was it? He basically just sent a letter basically saying that we are not allowed to hand count the ballots, that we have to listen to his instruction, and that if I count the ballots, if I try to count the ballots, I'm going to be charged with a misdemeanor. He's going to send a team up from Lansing to take over our election, and Rock River Township will be required to pay all the expenses for the team coming up. And then after that, I sent him a letter back telling him that, you know, these are the violations that you are committing by sending me this notice. These are the violations that you are committing by trying to stop me by interfering with my tallying of the votes. And I sent him a letter just informing him of all of those violations.
Now, the violations you're referring to, Tom, the violations that you're referring to is actual, did you state MCLs, actual Michigan complied laws, election laws? Did you actually include those in your list of violations?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So you actually took the time to research and to find the actual laws, the way they're written, which allows you to do exactly what you plan to do and which he's violating by sending you this letter, threatening you with basically Lansing taking over the administration of your local election.
Yes, absolutely.
What did they say they were going to do specifically, Tom, regarding an additional clerk from somewhere? I got in the news story. They're going to actually try to use a local clerk next door or something. What the heck is that all about?
So once I sent this letter back to Jonathan Brader, he then sent a letter about removing me, and he actually removed me from he removed me from all election administration. And basically, he didn't remove me as township clerk, but he removed me from the township election commission chair position, right? Because that's the one who oversees the election.
And actually administers the election, carries out the functions of the election.
Yes. And so what he did was he used a former clerk here, the one who was going to be my election inspector chairperson, and he put her in charge of the election with the help of a next door township, a Train Township, and the clerk from that township.
Now, is this the same election inspector that basically cattled on you, basically sent the information to? Okay, so he appointed the whistleblower, if you will. He appointed her to be the administrator of this election.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
But that's totally illegal. He has no authority to do that.
No authority anywhere in the Constitution or Michigan compiled laws of our election laws anywhere in the state of Michigan to be able to do this. So tell me, fast forward, what you've done this morning as far as contacting your local county sheriff in Elger County.
Well, this morning we went and had a talk with the sheriff and the one of his investigators, and we basically filed a criminal complaint. And the criminal complaint is basically saying that they have violated statutory law over and over again. One of the primary issues is that in the Constitution, when it defines what the township clerk's responsibilities for are, it tells us that the township clerk is supposed to maintain custody of all the papers. And it specifically in the election law says that the MasterCard file is to remain in the custody of the township clerk at all times. And so last week, after Jonathan Brader removed me from overseeing the election, he told the township supervisor, who was working with our deputy treasurer, who he put in charge of the election, he told them to remove the ballots, the tabulator, and the MasterCard file from our township vault. Those things are supposed to be in my custody. I had no idea where they were at. And so today I went and I filed a criminal complaint, because that's conspiracy, that's larceny, and that is a clear violation of the statutory laws that place me in custody of those items.
Now, what did the county sheriff and prosecutor say to you as a result of your filing this criminal complaint?
Well, the sheriff said that he's going to turn it over to the prosecutor. The prosecutor says, well, we'll have to file a report and turn it over to the judge, but nothing will probably happen for at least 48 hours.
This was this morning?
That was this morning.
48 hours,
now,
the election will be over.
At the same time. Correct. But also at the same time, Stephanie Lambert is filing a suit, an emergency injunction down in Lansing. I haven't heard the result of that yet, but she's filing an emergency injunction to stop the Bureau of Elections from locking me out of the qualified voter file so that I can administer the election.
Sure, but she's doing that down in that jurisdiction based on the fact that Jonathan Brader, Secretary of State's office, is in Ingham County, so I'm sure she's probably filing it in Ingham County Court, requesting this immediate injunction from a judge there down in Lansing. Let me ask you this question. What do you intend to do tomorrow on Election Day?
Well, it depends what is the result of this emergency injunction. If I am given access to the qualified voter files, I will run the election and I will count the ballots. If I am not given any access to the qualified voter file, I'll just wait until after the election and we will continue the process of dealing with this legally.
Unbelievable. You, for point of clarification, you were appointed to this clerk's position based on resignation of the previous clerk. You won the August primary, I'm assuming, as a Republican, and you're on the ballot tomorrow. Is that an accurate statement?
No. No, I did not run in the primary because I am on the ballot as an unaffiliated person.
Oh, okay.
So I am,
you didn't
I'm
do a partisan.
Unaffiliated.
Okay. No. You're not affiliation.
I
you're an NPA, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So, and honestly, I think all clerks should actually run as no party affiliation. I don't think the clerk's position should be partisan. I think it's wrong that you have to run as a Republican or Democrat, or like you've chosen a no party affiliation candidate. You also have somebody else that is going to help you with this election, somebody you are using as your basically your election deputy clerk. Who is that person?
Dave Lemire. Dave Lemire is a friend of mine who was willing to serve as the deputy clerk. He's been very helpful to me in understanding the constitutional ideas behind the clerk position, but he's also running for sheriff of the county.
Right. This is the same Dave, I believe, was actually the chair of the Alger County Republican Party.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
So he's on the ballot. Now, is there a Republican candidate on the ballot for sheriff as well as Dave running as an NPA?
Yes. Sheriff Todd Brock, the incumbent, is also running. And
gotcha.
He is the Republican candidate.
Very good. So my question is this. Being the fact that you're on the ballot, has Stephanie Lambert, your attorney, has she made any references or any statements to you that because you're a candidate on the ballot, that would actually preclude you from carrying out your constitutional responsibilities as the township clerk? Do you have any conflict of interest being the fact that you are on the ballot itself?
No, anybody who's on the ballot and in a position of authority at the same time that they're on the ballot, I cannot be in there actually running the minute operations of the election. I'm not even going to be in there to count the ballots. Somebody else has to do that.
Gotcha.
But they are still to follow my instructions. I'm still supposed to be on site. I would be in another room.
Sure.
Because the clerk is supposed to be there to enable anybody who wants to register last minute to come in and register. They have to register with the clerk as an immediate registration. And so I would be there at the election, but in another room. I would not be involved in the hourly aspects of that election, unless there was something that they needed help with that I would be called in for.
Right, they would be able to ask you questions or whatever to make sure they're doing it properly.
Correct.
Okay, got it. I got to tell you, man, my phone is blowing up with text messages, all kinds of questions and things. So basically, the bottom line is, depending on what happens in court down in Ingham County with your attorney, Stephanie Lambert, whether or not a judge grants an immediate injunction, you won't know anything until probably sometime, I'm assuming, probably later today or even tomorrow morning.
That's a possibility, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got my phone number.
You know, I just want to say, Randy, I want to just say that there are three primary issues with this whole thing. It's a constitutional issue. People instruct. People have the right to assemble and instruct and get redress of grievance from their government. And when they instruct their government, the Constitution gives them that authority. They're the highest authority. And then, you know, when we have, you know, statutory law, we have to determine, is a hand count a valid way? Statutory law actually says that it is, even though the Bureau of Elections is trying to say we have rules and procedures which don't allow you to do this. And then also, the final issue to me is this due process issue, because they think that they can come and just remove somebody from a constitutional position by their edict, by their
right.
directive. There's
yep.
no statutory or constitutional authority to do that. That's a violation of due process.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it doesn't surprise me, because as you well know, and I think I sent you that email from Patrick Kobach, ERIC, E-R-I-C, is the national organization mm-hmm. in charge of handling our qualified voter files for many states. And surprise, surprise, mm-hmm. guess who used to be the chairman of ERIC? Jonathan Brader, Jocelyn Benson's mm-hmm. director of elections right here in Lansing, in state of Michigan. So if anybody right. wants to Google that, ERIC, E-R-I-C, Google it, DuckDuckGo it, look it up. You'll see exactly this. In my opinion, Tom, I'd like to just wrap this up with your opinion. This organization has basically opened up our qualified voter files to fraudulent voters, dead people, people who no longer live in these counties. And this was completely orchestrated by Jonathan Brader himself.
Well, I believe that is correct. I think that we took steps to remove ourselves from ERIC, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And he
yes,
actually
so no
stepped down to
that,
be the chair of
it. It's still happening.
It's still happening yeah. under our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who, by the way, folks, mm-hmm. wants to run for governor in 2026. Just understand mm-hmm. why perhaps this real reason why they're coming down on Tom so hard. You know what, Tom? Let's stay in touch mm-hmm. today. Keep me informed. I'm off the radio here in a half hour at noon. Call me, text me, let me know what you find out from Stephanie down there in court. And let me know in the morning if you find out before. Maybe I might have you back on the show tomorrow.